What happens when the generosity just won't stop? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It all began quite spontaneously.
At 8 a.m., one of our regular customers came in for her normal little iced tea and just decided that she wanted to wish Merry Christmas to the car behind her and buy their beverages.
That's Michelle, manager at the Starbucks in Marysville, Washington, who says that when the next person at the drive-up found that her drink had been paid for, she decided to do the same for the customer behind her.
We had a lady come in yesterday that just wanted a tall tea, and behind her, she paid for two grande mochas and two kids' cocos.
And within about 24 hours, more than 600 people had accepted free drinks and then paid for the people behind them. In fact, sometimes they paid for several people.
We've had people come in for a $1.50 drip coffee, and they want to buy the next three cars behind them.
You would think that people who drive up knowing their drinks are going to be paid for would just order the top-of-the-line Frappuccino eggnog latte and break the bank. But the culture of altruism became so contagious that price didn't matter. And if someone couldn't afford the drink behind them?
We have a little pot of money that just keeps growing. Somebody can't cover the car behind them, but they really want to be a part of it. We have that money from other customers to say, hey, you know, it doesn't matter. Their tab is covered and so is yours, and have a wonderful holiday.
It's crazy. This is America. You're supposed to pay for what you want, not what somebody else wants. It turns the theory of the free market on its head.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.